don't mind that. I believe God gave me a word tonight. It's about the works of faith. If you guys didn't know, that's what we're talking about. Or not, sorry, not the works of faith. Works of God. And it is so true what they've been saying, that God works so incredibly well through trials. God can work in anything. What the devil thinks is bad, God can turn it to good. The devil manipulated a way for a man to die on a cross, but that saved all of our sins. I mean, God can turn anything. He can turn a murder scene. He can literally turn a murder scene into grace, into love, through his power. He is so good. He is so awesome. So let's go ahead and turn to, I got a lot of verses tonight, so let's just zoom through them as quickly as we can. John 14:12 says, "Verily, verily," I want you guys to please pay attention on to the voice fluctuations that I will do. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I shall do, he do also. And the greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." Mark 16:17-18 says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak in new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." In 1 Corinthians 14:2-18, it says, "For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaks mysteries." Just for reference, in case you guys didn't know, this is a biblical example of somebody speaking in tongues and not being interpreted. It is in the Bible, in case you didn't know that. Just throwing it out there. Jumping down to verse 18, Paul says, "I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than you all." If we jump to Isaiah 28:11, it says, "For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people." We'll jump again to 1 Corinthians 12:6-11. It says, "And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of the healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will." I am emphasizing on words that are very inclusive. I want you guys to have faith and know that is biblically sound to believe that God can use you in spiritual giftings. I want you guys to know that the Bible does mention inclusive verses that talk about people doing works through his name even today. After Jesus ascended, in the New Testament, the Old Testament, God uses people like us, and it is biblical. Can you believe that? I mean, that's amazing. It is biblical that God can do works through him, through his name, through us. So I'm going to give you guys a little thing just to hopefully increase your faith a little bit. I just want to enhance the faith a little bit and tear down some doubt strongholds, if you don't mind. Last Wednesday night, I'm standing right here, right over here, and I'm not sick at all. I'm going to tell you guys the truth. I'm not sick at all. Nothing. Nothing's wrong with me. I'm healthy as a horse. I can ride 40 miles on my bike with Steven over there. I feel great. I'm healthy as a horse over here. And God lays it on my heart, "Pray for your health." And I was like, no. That's ridiculous. No one's healthier than me. I eat avocados. And so I'm like, but God's like, "No, pray for your health." And I'm like, "No." And he's like, "Pray for your health." And I'm like, "No." Because Pastor Kyle, if you don't remember, was asking for prayer requests. And I'm like, "I'm not doing this in front of everybody." Well, Brother Luma, standing next to me, he says, "I want you to pray for my spirituality." Something along those lines, Brother Luma. He says, "I want you to pray for my spirituality." And I was like, well, if our prayer minister can feel at liberty to pray for his spirituality, then the bike rider, avocado-eating guy can feel at liberty to pray for his health. All right? So I said, I believe that I should pray for my health. That's what I did. On Sunday, I came to church feeling ill. Did you guys know that God knew I'd get sick? I mean, that's incredible to me. Did anybody else catch that? Maybe I'm the only one. God knew that I was going to be sick. And God knows what else I'm dealing with. So Brother Luma prayed for his spirituality, and as Brother Luma is up here doing altar, he actually prophesied to me. Can you talk about an answer to prayer for Brother Luma? He's using the gift of prophecy. He says, Brother Brad, whatever it is you're going through, God is able, if you abide in his presence, God is able to help you and take care of you, and he's going to help you. I don't know if you guys remember that or not. So not only did God answer Brother Luma's prayer about being used more, even more in his spirituality, I don't know how much more God is using, talking to Brother Luma about his spirituality, but I did notice that God used him in the gift of prophecy. And the comfort that came over me when I went to bed feeling more ill, I had to call out of work Monday. I couldn't go to work, and Tuesday I laid in bed all day. And I felt ill, and the comfort I had, I laid my head down on my pillow, sniffling and feeling all icky. And the comfort I had to know that God knew I was going to get sick. I don't care if I'm sick. God is right here beside me. And then all of a sudden, the devil starts to torment me. What about that stuff that's going on in your life? What about those heartaches? What about those problems that you've been dealing with? And then God reminds me of the prophecy that Brother Luma gave me. And God knew that I'd be going through trials. Can I get an amen? So God comforted me through prophetic word, through a knowledge gift. I don't know what else you want to call it. I mean, God literally, through miracles that are talked about in the Bible, gave me confidence and comfort in my walk with God today, last week, right now. Amen. Did you know that this is my favorite topic? I love the works of God, man. It's my favorite way to describe how God is intimate with us. God wants to talk to you right now. And I'm going to leave with this, guys. When I see other Christians walk with God, they think they're trying to walk with God, and they downright don't believe that God can do miracles in their life right now. When they walk around with their head hung low, not thinking that they can get a healing, not thinking that God can touch them and heal them of whatever the insecurities are, whatever it is, when people don't believe that Jesus Christ does miracles right now and that he can do it for you, it crushes me. When I see other Christians not knowing that God can just do miracles, it crushes me. So please, if you need more testimonies, if you need more stories, please ask somebody. Please, oh God, search after God and know that his works are for you today. In Jesus' name.
Let's all stand together tonight. He's still working on me. And he's still working through me. He's not just working on me. He's working in me and he's working through me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because we are his witnesses. We are here to demonstrate and declare who he is to our world, to our generation, to our family. Come on, just throw your hands up to the Lord right now. Praise God. You need to know that you are the clay in the hands of a master potter, and he's making a miracle out of your life. Hallelujah. You might see dirt, you might see soil, but God sees the ingredients to make a miracle. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's not because you're good enough, it's because he's good enough. Hallelujah. It's not because you're worthy, it's because he's worthy. It's not because you're qualified, it's because he's able. Oh, let's rejoice, because our God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask according to the power that works in us. Hallelujah. I believe it was the apostles that said, it's time to stir up the gift of God that is within you. You received a gift. You received in the Greek a charisma. Hallelujah. And you need to stir it up. You're not lacking in gifts. You're lacking in walking in the knowledge of what that gift can do. Amen. When we learn to operate in it and flow in it and work in the power of His Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Why don't you take a moment and encourage somebody in the Lord? We've just heard from four individuals. All four of them have or either are currently going through situations right now that are very difficult and are challenging and are opposing perhaps. Amen. I believe in this service tonight that every single person here, that we are being challenged, that we're facing some kind of difficulty on some level. Amen. We're facing opposition, but I'm telling you, the power of God is still in us. It's still with us. We are still anointed. Hallelujah. God is still working on us, in us, and through us, and He wants to continue until the day that we're caught up out of this place. Why don't you pray and encourage somebody in the Lord? Hallelujah. Why don't you pray for somebody like you want somebody to pray for you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't have to know exactly what they're going through. Just know if they're living on planet Earth, if they're living in this world, they're going through something. They're facing some kind of difficulty. Hallelujah. They have problems in their life and they need a Savior. They're going through something right now and they need Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Sometimes we don't need Him to change the situation. Sometimes we need Him to change us so that we can change the situation. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's right. We need to pray for our spiritual needs. We need to pray for our physical needs. We need to pray for our financial needs. We need to pray for our relational and social needs. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Maya. Oh, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, God is still faithful. God is faithful. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You might feel like you just have just a little bit left, but I'm telling you, if you'll give what little you got to God, He can do something wonderful with it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You might feel like you're at the very bottom, but I'm telling you, Jesus reached to the bottom when He made man, because He reached to the lowest element on the planet, and He reached into the soil of the earth, and He made a man in His own image. I'm telling you, God's wanting to make somebody out of you that looks like Him, that talks like Him, that thinks like Him, that behaves like Him, and that can represent Him in the earth. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus. My. There's a word for somebody that's already gone forth. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, my God. Ooh, my Lord, my Lord. Make a miracle out of this mess. Oh, commit thy way unto the Lord. Come on. Hallelujah. Acknowledge Him in all your ways and He can direct your path. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He might be the one that's directing you into that valley. He might be the one that's directing you into that wilderness. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. May we lift up our eyes and behold You. May we lift up our eyes in our valley and behold You, to know that You are God. Oh, that we can depend on You, that we can trust You, that we can rely upon You, that we can call upon Your name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, don't give up. You might give up on yourself, but don't give up on God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You might not have confidence in yourself, but God has confidence in what He's done in your life. Hallelujah. God has confidence in His working, His anointing, His grace, His love, and the endowment that you have by the Holy Ghost. Oh, Jesus. Come on, let's join together in prayer. Praise God. Mama, pray with mama. Sister, pray with sister. Oh, let's just encourage each other for a few moments. Praise God. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Come on, just be honest. Be honest. Be honest. Be transparent with God. He already knows you. He knows you. He knows your struggles. He knows your difficulty. He knows how it is. Oh, yes, he does. Oh, yes, he does. He knows how life is on this planet with people, with darkness, with devils. He knows all about it. Oh, the victory is in the place. The victory is in this place. Come on, I believe it was said tonight, and the scripture tells us that this is the victory that overcomes the world, even your faith. Oh, I'm praying that your faith is so strengthened. I'm praying that you are renewed in the faith tonight. Hallelujah, that you will build yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost tonight. Praise God, so that when you go to that school classroom, so that when you go to your job, you're full of faith, you're full of conviction. Hallelujah, you're full, amen, of confidence in God and who He is and what He is going to do, what He is going to absolutely accomplish in your life and through you. I'm telling somebody right now, you have what it takes to speak the word of God. If you have the Holy Ghost, I'm telling you, you have what it takes to testify, amen, to publish, to declare, to speak, amen, the word, the goodness, the life, the gospel of Jesus Christ to your world. Amen. You might be a school teacher. Hallelujah. There is an anointing in you that will teach you all things. There is an anointing in you that will quicken knowledge to your spirit, so you'll know what to do, when to do, and how to do it. Woo! In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Tell somebody, don't let the mess you're in stop your ministry. Tell somebody, don't let the mess that you're in stop your ministry. Oh, don't let it suffocate your ministry. Hallelujah. You can be in a prison or a palace, but I'm telling you, you're still anointed. It doesn't matter the location geographically. What matters is the location of your faith. Your faith and your confidence must be solely upon Him. Hallelujah. The Bible says, have faith in God. Don't have faith in yourself. Have faith in God. Don't have faith in your ability. Have faith in God and His ability to operate through you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, grab somebody by the hand and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost if it's appropriate in your particular situation. Praise God, praise God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on, you can get a hold of God. You can get a hold of God. You can get a hold of God. Oh, yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Hallelujah. You're more than a conqueror through Him. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, stop believing the report of the adversary and start paying attention to the report of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Stop listening to the voice of the adversary and tune in to the voice that's crying in your wilderness, the voice of the Holy Ghost. God, praise God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for the morrows. There's been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me consolation that my trials only come to make me strong. Somebody help me say, through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God.